Perhaps you are familiar with the music site Pandora.com. You type in a band or a song that you like, and it analyzes the melody, harmony, rhythm, instruments, orchestration, arrangement, lyrics, kind of everything that goes into the song. And then it spits you out other songs that you might like. The website, booklamp.org, is like Pandora for books, although they say they started working in 2003 before Pandora. You type in your favorite book, and the site's algorithm scans for books with a similar level of action, an amount of description, dialogue, tense, and perspective, similar books that you might like based on the one you typed in. The prototype looked at more than 200 books. It plotted 729,000 data points across 30,293 scenes, but the creator is hinting at a major contract that will push his idea into the big time. Aaron Stanton is the 26-year-old creator of booklamp.org. He joins us from Boise, Idaho. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. So you started in 2003. You were 21 at the time?
Well, I have to do the numbers, but yeah, somewhere in that area. I was a sophomore at the University of Idaho.
And when you started, did you say, wow, I like some books, I don't like others, here are the things that books have in common? Did you start it saying, I want a better way to recommend books for myself?
Actually, I started it from the other perspective. I was a writer, and I wanted to figure out if there was a way that I could objectively compare my writing to other writing out there. I wanted to know how I was doing comparing to Stephen King or Michael Crichton or whatnot. And so I kind of looked at it from the other perspective at first. I wanted to know what the average first scene was.
Yeah, that makes sense. As you try to improve your craft, you're like, hey, look at that. I think with screenwriting, there are a lot of programs and courses out there where they're pretty scientific and methodical about that, right? They say your action has to come in 20 minutes into the first scene and there are three acts. But with novels, people don't give you that kind of very terse advice, I think.
Right. Well, not like that, but our concept is not so much that there is a set formula for everybody kind of thing. The whole point, of course, is that you will have a different formula that you prefer than me and so forth. And our idea is to actually try to find what each individual person's personal formula is.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't try to tell people what good books are. We just try to tell you what you think a good book is for you.
So what are the things that I went to the site, and I have to say right now, I wouldn't recommend it to the masses because there are only, it looks like a couple hundred or a couple dozen
Certainly.
Books in there right now.
Right. Actually, there's actually about 300 books in
300
there right
books.
Now.
A lot of sci-fi for some reason.
Say again?
A lot of sci-fi.
Right. Well, that's kind of just, that was kind of a personal choice because a lot of the people we recruited as beta testers tended to be sci-fi users or readers. And I personally like sci-fi. But no, definitely the system is really designed to have 10,000 to 100,000 to a million books in it before it becomes a really useful recommendation system. What's there now is what we call a technology demonstration. It shows off what we're doing.
Right. And I did get an idea of what you're doing, even if the one book I found in there that I had read, 1984, it told me that I would enjoy. Do you know what happens when you say you like 1984? Do you know what it spits back as your number one choice?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's an Easter egg we programmed in there specifically. It's a joke.
Okay. So it told me I would like the USA Patriot Act. Okay. Don't like the USA Patriot Act. I saw how it ends from a mile away. But what are you scanning for? Vocabulary words, plot, the tension in the book? What else?
Well, actually, what we ultimately say is that we analyze books for writing style. So, is it dense language, light language? What is the description level? What is the action level, the dialogue level, the pacing level, things like this?
When you say dialogue level, does that mean amount of dialogue?
Right. Well, actually, when we say dialogue, we refer to the amount of back and forth exchange that occurs between multiple characters.
Right.
So, you can also, technically, having a single page that's a monologue would be a lot of dialogue. Except for that's not exactly what we're interested in. What we want to know is exactly when two characters in a room, is it one sentence with a whole bunch of prose describing the room, or is it a whole lot of back and forth?
Right. So, Elmore Leonard has a lot of dialogue and back and forth. Well, why is this better than what people do without an algorithm, which is something like, hey, you like those first two Tom Clancy books? You'll probably like the third.
Right. Well, actually, to say it's better than finding, if you know you like one author and you want to read other books like his, mm-hmm. or the same books by him, that's not necessarily any better or worse. Basically what we're trying to do is find a system that has sequel quality recommendations, that if you like this book, you'll like other books by the same author, but also you can branch out to other authors and find equally good books. You're not tied to specific. I've read every Stephen King book out there. I would like to find other authors that are as good. That's ultimately what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do actually is we say there's three elements to a book that makes a book good to you, and that's storyline, plot, or plot, characters, and writing style. I'd say I'd be hard pressed at it to say one of those three is better than the other, but writing style is certainly important and currently not really being measured by any of the others. So we try to give you a recommendation on all three.
Does this work better for books that are meant to be, you know, beach reads or you know, I guess what they call mass paperbacks as opposed to literature?
Well, I don't think so. Now, obviously, lots of people have different opinions on things, but ultimately, you know, if you're reading Moby Dick, it has all language, all the books and storylines that are out there have to be filtered at some point through the language that they're written in. And whether that's a serious book with very complex storylines, you still have to like the way it's told. Otherwise, you're not really going to get very far into the storyline and the characters. The same thing applies to if it's, a beach read, a light summer read.
Is there anything that you found that's strangely correlative, like, you know, Patricia Kingsolver and Hemingway seem to have nothing in common, but they both use commas the same way, and it turns out that people who like one like the other? Is there anything really weird like that that jumped out?
Well, at this point, it's a little early to say, because, again, with 300 books in the database, kind of the testing of the technology, those kind of strange correlations aren't going to show up quite yet. Once we get the 10,000 bookmark, that's the point where we really expect to see odd things. And then there's going to be all sorts of, we expect all sorts of bizarre correlations. If you want to try looking for them, and we will, might show up. So who knows? We'll see.
What do you need from people? Do you need people to, you know, scan in books or kind of code books, or just to go to your site? What do you need the masses to do if they want BookLamp to really take off?
Right. Okay. So we've actually had a very, very positive public response. We've originally, when the project started and announced, we've gotten hundreds and thousands of emails over the course of the project from people, just librarians and so forth, saying this is really cool. What can we do to help? And generally, right now, what we say is simply watch the site. You know, we're not asking people to scan books for us. Our approach is to talk to publishers directly. There are copyright issues otherwise, and there are also, just the amount of work that it would take to do that for individual people is very great. So what we say is go give us feedback. Let us know if we're taking the company in the right direction. Are you interested in this? Is this something that you find should be developed or shouldn't be developed? Let us know. I mean, ultimately, we are very, very public about what we do. We try to keep people informed from the ground up. On the progress of the project, and feedback is immensely valuable to us.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
BookLamp.com's founder and evangelist is .org. Oh, sorry. BookLamp.org's evangelist is Aaron Stanton. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.